Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brew Yomi program is Daf Kuf Aleph, Omer Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we began yesterday Simin Shin Zayin, which deals with Dine Shabbos Hatzluyim B'dibur, how one should talk on Shabbos. And we had done the Mechaber, and we left off with the very top words on the Daf that said that a person should not be speaking Dvarim B'Telim. A lot of Dvarim B'Telim is inappropriate on Shabbos. And we didn't do that Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Beis. Hainu, what does he mean over here? She'ein behem zeichel le'asiyas v'locha. We're not talking here about forbidden speech that has to do with work or with your business. That we already spoke about. That's not proper. But even here, v'gam ein behem divrei genai v'kalas rosh. They're not even inappropriate idle type of conversation. They don't deal with disparaging other people or extremely lightheaded comments. Because if that were the case, then you wouldn't be allowed to speak that at all, and not even really on a weekday. So here we're talking about things that are really, truly idle conversation of a somewhat permitted nature on a weekday, so one shouldn't be marba talking about them on Shabbos. Dear Shu, footnote number 6 brings down over here, le'inyin sicha b'teila she'ein ba divrei g'nai v'kalas rosh. In general, how should one conduct oneself in terms of speaking these types of idle conversations that don't really have a true negative aspect to them? They're not lashon hara, etc. El she'ein ba shum tzarech klal, but there really is no purpose for them. It's not like you're talking for parnasa, where there's a purpose to talk about your parnasa with somebody else. So we've learned already in Simon Kufn and Aleph, Shivivadai Royal Yodam Lihimon Amizetomid. This isn't a good thing for a person to spend a lot of time doing. And he says over there from the Chofetz Chaim, Shafilu Sipurei Mulchamos, even war stories, Harein Bechlal Moshev Leitz, and that's not the greatest type of an activity for a person to engage in. And even on a weekday, one shouldn't really spend a lot of time doing this. Shein Sicha B'Teila Ruya L'Yorichet, a real high-level person doesn't spend his time wasted in conversations that have no purpose whatsoever. However, the Ramah now continues, and he writes, Haga, ubnei adam shesipu shmuos v'divrei chidushim u'oneglam. But if the person is not the biggest Talmud Chacham, and he really does enjoy swapping some stories or talking to other people on Shabbos, again, no isurim, no business, etc., there's nothing intrinsically wrong with such talk. So Ramah says, if this is a pleasure for you, mutter. This is permissible, l'saprim b'Shabbos k'mo b'chol. You're allowed to tell them on Shabbos just like you can on a weekday. However, he says, Avo Misha Eino Masanig, if you don't really enjoy this, then also Lomrim, then you shouldn't be saying them, Kideshi Yasanig Bem Chavero, just because you're going to make your neighbor or friend happy because he likes to hear them, but you don't especially enjoy telling them. Let's examine this a little bit more closely by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel. He says, Va also l'saba b'Shabbos, Eza Dovish Mitzdabo. You're certainly not allowed to tell on Shabbos something that causes you pain. Sivkot and Dalid, Umikomakum Yizor Milaham Shikharbi Bazeh. Even where it's permitted for a person to tell some of these stories, he enjoys telling them. Again, one shouldn't spend all Shabbos doing so. Dap Vidovishu Oneg Gomor, even for something that is an absolute physical pleasure for a person, Kimo Achilo Shasiyah Vishena, eating, drinking, and sleeping, which we've already learned before, Basim Reish Sadi and the Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Peches, the Ein Laham Shikharbi. One shouldn't engage exclusively in them. A little bit on Shabbos is nice, but just spending your whole Shabbos involved in physical pleasures like that is inappropriate. And he says, because especially people that aren't Talmidei Chachamim, they don't have a chance to learn a lot all week. So Nitan Shabbos, he called it Divrei Torah. So they should be spending their Shabbos immersed in learning Torah. And even the Talmidei Chachamim, Vafilu Talmidei Chachamim, Hayigayim B'Torah, Koyim Osashua, even people that are sitting and learning a lot during the week, Gamkein Iso B'Achronim, it's also brought down in the Achronim, Shlo Yarbu Bo Yoser Midai Mishum Bitl Torah. They shouldn't go and spend more than is absolutely necessary on these types of activities on Shabbos, because they're still a din of Bittul Torah. Dear Shabbat number 7 has a very important idea brought down from the Chofetz Chaim. Shekivan shekol mitzvah she'osim b'Shabbos shkulu k'tayag mitzvos. When you do mitzvahs on Shabbos, they're magnified. It's as if you're getting tayag mitzvos completed and fulfilled each time you do a single mitzvah on Shabbos. And especially according to the Vilna Gaon, who says that every letter that you learn in Torah in and of itself is a mitzvah. You can perform thousands of mitzvahs in a short learning session. So therefore, im kein, halome Torah b'Shabbos schoru kimakayim mitzvos rabos mispor. That doing learning on Shabbos is incalculable. It's priceless. You can't imagine how many mitzvahs you're doing, and the learning on Shabbos is especially precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so that the Ben Yishai writes in the name of the Mekubalim, Shelimud Torah b'Shabbos gadol milimud Torah b'yom chol, that the learning on Shabbos is greater than the learning on a weekday by 1,000 times, elef pamim. So again, one should really try and spend as much of Shabbos as one can immersed in learning Torah, even if you learn Torah during the week, and Allah has kam v'kama, so much more so if you don't learn Torah during the week. So when the Rav gives the shir in shul, when there are other opportunities to learn, people shouldn't say, well, it's Shabbos, I need to rest and relax. That's really not the right approach. One should try to spend as much time as possible on Shabbos learning, and at the same time, one is also permitted to go and enjoy the food, the drink, and sleep, and even conversations with a friend, but again, learning has to always be the priority. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey. Even though we said that it is permissible to go and tell stories that are enjoyable to you on Shabbos, he says, Lav Mishnas Chasidimi. There's no mitzvah to do so. That's not the way a real Yorei Shemayim acts. Vanishmor Miladaba Divrichol. And if you can protect yourself, and often speaking, Chulendika type of talk, idle conversation, Kodosh Yomer Lo. Certainly such a person will be called holy. How do zealous people do? How do true Yirei Shemayim Chasidim do? Nisarim Biyosim, they're very, very careful about this. They don't even say things that they otherwise would really need to say, except they speak in Hebrew. And the reason for this, because they know if they're speaking in Hebrew, that will remind them constantly that it's Shabbos and that they have to take precautions over here and go out of their way not to say Sicha Batela any more than is absolutely necessary. And this is brought down by the El Yerabah, can't cause the El Yerabah. Then he brings down from the Shaloh, Isa B'Shaloh, the Shaloh writes, Kibalti, I got a Kabbalah myself, the Shaloh says. Odom HaMavake L'Chaver B'Shabbos B'Shachwas, when you greet a person Shabbos morning, Lo Yomalo, don't tell him, Kederosh Omer B'Chol, like you would on a weekday, Tzapa Tova, best of the day to you, good morning to you. Rak Yomalo, Shabbat Tova, you say have a good Shabbos. And he says, B'Loshon Kodesh is certainly fine. Oh, even B'Loshon Chol, Kiminogen O'Yom, say good Shabbos as opposed to Shabbat Shalom. Either way is fine. And with this, you're Makayim, Kidei L'Kayim, Zohar Shema Shabbos L'Kacho. By saying this, you're actually Makayim, the idea of Zohar Shema Shabbos. The Yishuv number 8 brings it down from the Rekiva Eger, that this so much so that there is a whole halachic literature about when a person says good Shabbos to somebody, is he fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush Mid'Araisa? In any event, Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you don't get pleasure out of it, you shouldn't tell it to somebody else, even though they will get pleasure from the story. Because he says, "Dein lo lavor al v'daber dover bishul chaver," because you are doing something wrong by being over this concept of speaking holiness on Shabbos, by speaking dvarim b'talim, and even though your friend is benefiting, but you shouldn't do something wrong in order to benefit your friend. However, he brings down a very interesting idea. He says, "The im hu misaneg b'meshehe misangim." But knowing that you're making other people happy, if that makes you happy, so then efshar d'yesh l'hako, then one could be lenient and allow the person to tell such a story. In any event, now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Osur liskor poalim." Now we get more into the meat of what you can do and cannot do verbally on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to go and hire workers on Shabbos. Likewise, v'lo lomar leini Yehudi, you can't tell a non-Jewish person liskor lo poalim b'Shabbos to go and hire workers for you on Shabbos. Even though they're not going to do any work for you on Shabbos, they're only going to start doing the work after Shabbos. The reason is shekol mashu also lasoso b'Shabbos. Anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, also lomar leino Yehudi la'asoso. You're not allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to do it for you. And since you couldn't hire those workers on Shabbos, you can't tell a non-Jewish person to hire those workers for you on Shabbos. And the Mechaber continues and he says, va'afilu lomar lo kodem ha-Shabbos la'asoso b'Shabbos osur. And even to tell him on Friday, to tell him before Shabbos, go hire these workers for me on Shabbos to do work for me after Shabbos, that is also not allowed. However, he does bring down, Abul Mutur Lomalo Achar Shabbos, if the Shabbos is over, you are allowed to tell the non-Jewish person, Lomalo Asisa Dover Ploni B'Shabbos Shavar, why didn't you do a certain thing on this past Shabbos that just passed? Even though, Afal Pi, Shemeiv Mitoch Dvarav, even though the non-Jewish person will now realize from your saying that, Shiritzonu Shiasena B'Shabbos Abba, that he would like you to do this on the following week. This hint or allusion is permitted under these specified circumstances. And now let's see a further discussion of this in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin, writes, Siv Zeh, this Sif, as well as V'chein HaSifim Delekaman, is the upcoming Sifim, tell us, Masha Asuhu Mishum Mimtzo Chetzucha, they fall under the geder of, you're not allowed to do your business on Shabbos. That kol b'chlal asiyas chafetza, because all of this is dealing with doing things for you on Shabbos. Sivkot M'ches tells us, you're not allowed to go and rent workers, hire workers. V'adin, likewise, kol dover she'asu l'yisro lasos mitzad ha'din, anything that you're not allowed to do based upon the din, asu lomar le'enu Yehudi lasos, so you cannot tell a non-Jewish person to do for you. That is forbidden. The issue for number 9 goes so far as to add that even if it's something that is forbidden only because it's a weekday activity, uvdin d'chol, so it still is also loma l'nochil aso, so you can't tell a non-Jewish person to do that for you. Mishabur continues and he writes, avo b'dover she'eno elo minog v'chumra bi'alma, but it's something which only is a custom not to do it, or it's a chumra not to do it, then even though you can't do it, shari loma l'eno yehudi l'aso, so you would be allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to do it for you. Sivkot and Tess. We said that you're not allowed to have the Jewish person tell the non-Jewish person to hire the workers on Shabbos, even though they're not going to be using them on Shabbos. V'afilu miyom aleinu Yehudi. And even if you tell the non-Jewish person, sheyisko lo po'alim, he should hire for your workers achare Shabbos, gam kinosu. You're not allowed to tell him on Shabbos to go and hire workers after Shabbos. That is also asur. Mishabur in Sivkot and Yud then explains to us when the Mechaber told us that you're allowed to tell him after Shabbos something, even though he'll realize now for next Shabbos that he should do something. Rotzalomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber as follows. Afilu hochi mutter, it's permissible in this situation. Why? Kivin she'eno omer lo b'feirish, rach derech remes. Since you aren't specifically instructing him to do so, you're just hinting at it, therefore it is permissible. V'lo domi, and it's not comparable, l'masha kosav ha'ramah v'hagor b'sivchot beis, and it's not comparable to what we're going to learn in the Ramah, da'afilu derech remes la'asos b'shabbos is also, that even hinting to him on Shabbos, that is forbidden. There, hosam, kishmeramez lo b'shabbos, gufal zeh, on Shabbos over there, when you're specifically hinting to him, that is more severe, chomer tvei, and therefore it's not allowed. But here, you're doing it after Shabbos is already over, and you're making a hint and expressing your sadness or disappointment that he didn't do it, and he'll learn to do that next Shabbos, that is technically allowed. The issue for number 12 brings down, even though if a non-Jewish person on his own volition comes into the house and starts doing work for you, you have to protest. Even if he's doing it totally on his own, as we've already learned in Simon Reish Ayin Vav, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita explains the difference over here. Since there you have to protest because it looks like he may be doing it on your behalf. So im came ba'ofin she'ein ma'aseh hanochri ma'orim chashad she'oseh samlochot tzorch yisrael. But if there is absolutely no concern over here, nobody's going to think that he's doing this on your behalf, or based upon your asking him to do so, or he knows that he wants you to do it, ein chov alimchos v'yodo, then you don't have to protest. The issue number 13 points out, when we said that you can hint to it, he says that's not via your hand motions. If you make hand motions, the Chayyadim and the Ben Ishchai say that would be forbidden. So it has to be truly a hint and not an actual type of a physical motion. And the issue number 14 writes, Afabisha Remesh Lo Nemar Beloshin Sivoy. And even if you make the hint not in a command type of a form, for example, Kigon Lomar, Haner Eino Mer Yofir, you just say, you know, the candles weren't lit well this Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's permissible. And Rav Nissen Karlitz explains, Shemikol Mokom, Lomar Lenochri, Loma Lo Asisa Dover Ploni, why didn't you make the candles nicer? That is a remez that's almost a derech tzivoy, and that would be forbidden to say. Again, it's clear from here that these laws are in fact quite complicated, and one should not be morehetta for themselves without really asking a very specific shiloh. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudal further explains the Mechaber. Even in this situation where it's permissible to hint that the guy should do something for you next Shabbos, based upon your displeasure and him not doing it this Shabbos, when he does it, you're not allowed to get any hanor from it until after Shabbos is over. And this is like the regular din, kidin eino yehudi she'osu melocha l'tzorich yisrael. This is the regular din of a non-Jewish person is not allowed to do work for you on Shabbos, even if you didn't tell him to do so. Alternatively, inami. We're talking here, Mayri Bidover, She'ein Guf HaYisrael Nanim Imenu. It's something that you're not actually getting any physical benefit from. For example, Kagon, Shekvar Yesh Ner V'esh. You already have a light or a fire, V'ein Yehudi Mosif, and he's just adding to it. Because in this situation, you already have it, so it's not considered that you're really getting a true physical benefit from what the guy did for you. Because if you don't say this, the Elokane, Ha'afilu Meni Yehudi Hidliko Me'atzmo, even if a non-Jewish person on his own totally does something for you, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. So if you're in a dark room and a non-Jewish person comes in and sees you in the dark room and turns on the light for you, so you have to leave the room. You can't get benefit from that. But if you already have a light on and you could read and he just turns on more light, then you would be allowed to stay there. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, you're not allowed to give a non-Jewish person money on Erev Shabbos that he should buy something for you on Shabbos. However, you are allowed to tell him, here's money, you go buy it for yourself. v'metzdarech, and if I need it, eknem imcho liachas Shabbos, I reserve the right to buy it from you, matzi Shabbos. That is permitted. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Beis, v'uadin, the same halacha applies, da'afilu mitchilas ha-shavua, even Sunday, osur, you're not allowed to go tell him to buy something if you want Shabbos. It's not only Friday. Kiva sheikh lo ala Shabbos, because you told him to buy it specifically on Shabbos, as we've already learned, chanal v'sif Beis. Va'afilu kotzatz, and even if you're paying him for this work, lo mahani bozeh, he can't go and specifically buy it for you on Shabbos, even if you're paying him to buy it for you. Why did it then say on Friday, as opposed to any day? So Elonokat in the Erev Shabbos, the reason why the Mechaber here specifically said on Erev Shabbos you shouldn't do this, but the same halacha applies on Sunday, the reason he specifies Erev Shabbos, Mishum Sefer, because of the next statement in this Sif, where he writes, the Omerlo Knei Liatzucho, if you tell him to buy it for yourself, Afilu Me Erev Shabbos Mutter. The Chiddush here is not only if you tell him on Sunday to buy it for himself, but even if you tell him on Friday to buy it for himself on Shabbos, that is permissible. Sif Kon Yud Gimel. Makor din zed, the source for this din over here is numad, is learned out mihod lekam and simin tav mem ches siv dalet legabi chometz. We learn these halachas out over here from chometz, and he tells us, look in the Bach and the El Yerabah shemitzadim shom, that they point out over there dafilu im mafticho sheyikne mimenu achakach gam ki mutter. If you promise the non-Jewish person, I will buy that from you afterwards, that is still permissible over here. Because kiven the achshav kon eliatzmo, because the bottom line is the non-Jewish person is actually purchasing this halachically for himself. And even though he has avtocha from you that you'll buy it from him after Shabbos, right now he's buying it for himself, and therefore it is technically permissible. With that, we conclude today's shiur.